The FDA rules ensure formula makers test their products for salmonella and other pathogens. The rules also require companies to prove their formula has specific nutrients. The federal agency says breastfeeding is strongly recommended for newborns, but that nationally, a quarter of infants start out using formula. Sue Marshall directs the Women Infant Children Program for Madison Dayne Public Health. She says formula is widely used in the program. Breastfeeding for WIC mothers is 40% the first month, then goes down after that.
A lot of times our moms are going back to work. They are having to start to supplement with formula. And then by 6 months, often the baby is starting to eat some solid foods too. But again, that's, you know, any amount of breast milk is so healthy for the baby.
The new rules come as more manufacturers come up with new products for the market.
The formula companies are always coming up with new formulas. So FDA has regulated infant formulas for a long time just to make sure the products that are on the market are safe and are meeting certain nutritional requirements as far as the number of calories per ounce. And there's certain regulations for some of the macronutrients like the amount of protein and carbohydrate.
The FDA says companies currently making infant formula generally follow quality control procedures, but the new rules will help the FDA keep tabs on companies to make sure they're following the law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.